The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm hanging out here with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. On the free Odyssey app, on SiriusXM channel 158, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on a smart speaker, on CBSSportsRadio.com. I could go on and on and on. The fact is, you can listen to the show many ways, and I appreciate you. I'm here every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So I'm here for one more hour. Shout-outs to my folks on the West Coast, the East Coast. Man, we get listeners because it's America, damn it. They're living in paradise. Shout-outs to all my folks listening in Hawaii. You could be in Hawaii, Alaska, Minnesota, Miami, Portland, Maine, or Oregon. You could be here with me in Atlanta. Much love to you. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's at JR Sport Brief. We opened up the show, and we were at the conclusion of the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. The Celtics ended up beating the Nets without Kevin Durant in Brooklyn tonight. And a few minutes ago, we just saw the conclusion of a second doubleheader that took place on TNT as the Dallas Mavericks beat the Los Angeles Lakers in two overtimes, the final score 119 to 115. Luka Doncic hitting a big three-pointer to force overtime. What an amazing night he had. 35 points, 13 assists, 14 rebounds, 4 of 9 from downtown. He shot 50% from the field in the game, 14 of 28. And LeBron James, man, the oldest dude in the world, the oldest dude on the court, 47 minutes in double overtime, 24 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists. Poor game from the field, 0 of 7 from downtown, 9 of 28. Russell Westbrook had a very good game, chipping in 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. So the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to battle towards 500. And Dallas Mavericks, man, it's Luka Doncic and his friends. Christian Wood poured in 24. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 22. And I think game to game to game, it's just trying to figure out who is going to help out Luka Doncic. It's crazy. A matter of fact, take a listen to Luka, who just hits threes to win. This is the first three that sent it to the original overtime.
Luka comes and gets it with 9 and 8, crossing over, stepping back for three. Hits it against Schroeder to tie the game at 101 and a timeout by Darvin Ham.
And I'm surprised Schroeder didn't foul him. I thought once he took a couple of dribbles, I thought he'd foul him.
The first points for Doncic in the fourth quarter. And they're the biggest points as they get the game tied with 6 seconds remaining.
This is Mavs Radio Network. Well, that was the first three, first overtime. Well, I told you it went to two. Well, you already know who hit the second one. It was Luka again.
10 to shoot, under a minute to play. Swings it left to Hardaway. He's open and passed it up. Went back to Doncic. Crowded up on by Schroeder. Now against Troy Brown with 2 and 1 for three. He hits. Oh, my goodness. The tougher the shot, the more he likes it. Tied at 108.
Luka Doncic is a killer, man. And we had this conversation last year, and I want to bring it up just momentarily. You know, we looked at Luka Doncic, and we also took a look at Ja Morant and looked at two phenomenal players. And the idea of Luka Doncic being more dominant with his size and his, I want to say, lack of athleticism, his non-reliance on athleticism, ultimate athleticism, is impressive and is going to do him well in the long term. Although he recently was right there with Dirk Nowitzki and saying that, man, I ain't playing basketball for 20 years, but we'll see. Luka Doncic, it will be interesting to see when he picks up his first MVP. Don't know if it's coming this year. He going to get one. It'd be nice if he had some more help on the Dallas Mavericks. Outside of what took place tonight with the Mavs and the Nets, we talked about Lamar Jackson making it clear he will not play this upcoming weekend against the Cincinnati Bengals in the wild card round. We talked about the Broncos. They've already interviewed Sean Payton. We talked about Atlanta potentially hosting the AFC title game if and only if it's the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about Derek Carr writing his farewell message to Raider fans, now knowing that he will either be cut or traded. Where does he go? Is it the Jets? Is it the Saints? Is it the Panthers? We have no idea. Time will tell. And then right before we went to break, we talked about Dana White, who yesterday, Wednesday, Tuesday, depending on where you live, time flies, on the East Coast, it's already damn Friday, Dana White was in public. He was promoting his next UFC event, and he talked about all the internal discussions that he's had to have between Endeavor, who purchased UFC, and partners and ESPN. And obviously no one is happy with what took place with Dana on New Year's Eve with his wife, where they had a disagreement, and he went to grab her, and then she hit him, and then he kind of struck her a few times, and that was it. And although that, quote-unquote, that was it, I think he could have done more and should have done more as the leader of a public organization with fighters and just ultimately have been a better leader. And I think that also goes for the individuals at Endeavor, someone like Ari Emanuel, who has yet to say anything. It's not so much a matter of let's give him 50 lashes and force him to a public apology that he does not mean. But I think a clearer message should have been sent to the general public and those that he's responsible to in regards to employment that, hey, what I did was wrong, but I have a bigger responsibility to let the people who work for me and the people who line my pockets know that, hey, what I did was wrong, and don't do what I did. Don't do what I did. You can actually support people who are, quote unquote, dealing with worse, who have reservations. It's not just a matter of, hey, what I did was just my public punishment. And I think that shows you a lack of leadership. And I think it ultimately shows you where he lies. And that's within of himself. This is what Dana White had to say at that press conference.
We've had plenty of discussions internally with Ari, ESPN. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy about this, you know. Neither am I. But it happened. And I have to deal with it. And what is my punishment? Here's my punishment. I got to walk around for however long I live. Is it 10.4 years or is it another 25 years? And I got to. This is how I'm labeled now. My other punishment is that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, whether it be media, fighters, friends, acquaintances, who had respect for me, might not have respect for me now. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life that are way more of a punishment than what? I take a 30-day, 60-day absence? That's not a punishment to me. The punishment is that I did it, and now I have to deal with it.
Oh, well, he's correct. What he should have also said is, yeah, there's a double standard for that. Like, if one of my fighters did this, as he said, oh, they'd be done. If one of my fighters did this, yeah, they'd be suspended. If one of my fighters did this, we'd probably pull him from a card. But he didn't say that. Because it'd be a little too much openness to say, yeah, there's a double standard when you're at the top of the totem pole. And that's a problem. Would that same quote-unquote punishment apply to one of his fighters? One of his fighters gets to, you know, live in a public shame? No, of course not. We know that there's a double standard when you are making money. We know there's a double standard when you are, quote unquote, the boss. And so he is correct. In a literal sense, the most literal of senses, he don't have an obligation to do anything to anybody. But that shows you where he is. He's a piss poor leader. And so are the folks at Endeavor. To say nothing? This is the same Ari Emanuel who just talked about how much of an ass Kanye West is for going on his tirade and being an anti-Semite for about a month. He can't say a word about the golden goose who works for him. He can't. Silence. Nothing. What are they going to be forced into? It? They shouldn't have to be. Accountability. I guess people who have tons and tons of money, they lack it. And it's trash. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from San Diego.
Hey, Jay. This is along the lines of Deshaun Watson and Robert Kraft. Same offense, different outcomes. This is crazy. The fact that this happened on New Year's, and this is the first time that I'm hearing about this, is crazy to me. When Ray Rice did what he did, it was on news everywhere. Local news. You couldn't turn on the TV without seeing what Deshaun Watson did. I mean, what Ray Rice did. Yeah, but he did it, and this is the first time that I'm hearing about this. What, 14 days later? That's crazy to me. If I was a female fighter in the UFC, I would have to boycott the UFC until this man is gone. Like that's the only thing that could resurrect what happened. Like if you got female fighters that you wouldn't even dare think about putting in a cage with a man, yet the owner of the UFC put his hands on a female. That's crazy. That don't even make sense to me. The outcome should be this man should be out, and these fools calling up here talking like trying to defend him is crazy to me. If you like getting beat on, then just say that. But the average man, the real man, knows you don't put your hand on a female. No matter the circumstances, point blank. Period. Ray Rice did it, and he's not in the NFL no more. And there's no excuse for Dana to come out and say – there's no excuse for that. He can't come out and say anything. It's on film. Why is he not being crucified? Why is this not everywhere? Why is this not – when I open Google, this is not the first story. This is the first time, JR, I'm hearing about this. And it's crazy to me. This is showing the hypocrisy of the United States of America. Point blank, period. JR, I love you, man. I listen to you all the time. And I hope that justice is served for his wife. Even though she put her hands on him first, as a man, you know you're stronger than her. You don't put your hands on her. Point blank, period. And all these cowards calling up trying to defend that, hey, there's a special place in hell for you. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, Mac, for calling from San Diego. Paul is calling from Quincy, Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. How are you? First-time caller.
Thank you.
Yes. I wanted to expand on the conversation. I know you were speaking about Dana White, but I've always been surprised at how other cultures, there are some cultures, I don't want to, you know, lump everybody together, but there are some cultures where violence against women, I don't want to go as far as to say it's acceptable. It's just not seen as a big deal. When I was growing up, I grew up in the era of Marvin Hagler, and Marvin Hagler was chasing Carlos Monzon's win record. And I'm saying to myself, who is this Carlos Monzon? I said, he's this great fighter who's the greatest winner in middleweight history, and I never hear anybody talking about him. Well, I come to find out he was an animal. From what I understand, I don't remember the specifics, but I think he beat his wife, and either shot or stabbed her, and then threw her out of a window. And I don't even think he served three to 7 years or something like that in jail.
So what's your point as it relates to now?
Oh, well, I was just saying that how other cultures, you know, it doesn't seem to be, you know, it should be a bigger deal than it is in other cultures. I just was kind of expanding on the Dana White thing, that's about it.
Yeah, I hear you, and thank you, Paul, for calling from Quincy, Massachusetts. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. I mean, we can think about things that have taken place in history that have changed. We can think about a million things that have been acceptable, but I think most people have come to a realization, you know what, that wasn't right. Well, we could have done better in that regard. So who cares? You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And it'd be nice if more people, you know, had a evolved thought process into that. I don't care where they're from or what they do. I mean, shoot, I could think about instances on television where it was okay to go ahead and put your hands on a woman. I think it is universally acceptable. Like, oh, well, where the hell were we as a society and a culture? 855-212-4CBS. Roll Dog is calling from Atlanta.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
I want to start off just by saying my dad raised me that a man that hit a woman is not a man. And now, to go even farther, a little bit farther than that, my first wife, we was living in Clayton County, Georgia, right down at Riverdale down there. And this woman, every weekend, she starts something. I call the police. The police get there, and they laugh at me because I'm such a big guy. She was just such a little woman. I say that to tell these guys out here, man, you got to watch your mate. You got to watch who you pick, because women will try to push your buttons. To do that, to go upside the head, you know. So you don't need that, you know, talking to the young guys out here. And the other thing is, it's totally about money. If you got money, you can literally get away with murder in this country, because you can pay for good lawyers to come get you out. Police don't even really target high-end people, the people they feel like got money that can defend themselves. They're going for the broke. It almost costs to be broke, you know, as far as interest rate. And that's just how it is, man.
Yeah, you know, we know the higher you up on the food chain, the more you can get away with. The lack of accountability, we know that. And to your first point, man, people push buttons all the time. Not just in a personal way, a professional way. Humans have different perspectives, different opinions, and people get on each other's nerves, and sometimes there's a lack of understanding. It just happens. It don't matter, man, woman, that's a part of being a human. But there's also a part of being a human where you understand, where you don't let it become physical. You try not to have it become physical. Hey, Bob from Maryland, I'm going to let you get the last word on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good evening, my friend. I enjoy your show very much since you've been on the air. I've been listening to you. This thing with Dana White. You know, there's an old saying from a Clint Eastwood movie, the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is ugly. And this guy, if I make it to April 2nd, I'll be 86 years old. I've never hit a woman in my life in 86 years. I have never hit a child. I've done some things wrong, but nothing serious. But those two were out on, especially the child and the woman. Because there's no, you know, not, these people don't know what the hell they're talking about until they see a woman, for instance, with her eyes closed, not, you know, shut, her nose broken, and her teeth knocked out. When you see your wife or someone like that, you want to kill them. There's no doubt about it. But this guy, he's supposed to be Mr. Tough Guy, huh? I would have loved to have him in the military when I was in the 50s under Dwight Eisenhower, and I was his drill instructor. We'd find out real quick how tough he was. He probably want to run home to his mama after 10 days because he couldn't take it.
Okay.
He can dish it out, but he can't take it. That's the difference between a man and a mouse and a scum. A man can take it, not just dish it out.
Okay.
It's a simple. There's no only time you should ever hit a woman is if she's coming at you with a weapon, like a knife. She's trying to take your life. That goes for anybody, any man. But this kind of business, And before you wanted one caller and said, no, you let this guy go free. Well, that's because his wife probably didn't prefer charges against him. And if she did, I can guarantee you 9 out of 10 times what's happened, I don't care whether she's rich or poor, she'd go down the next day and bail his ass out. And he'll say, I'll never do it again. And guess what? He'll do it again. I guarantee you that, because he's a woman beater.
All right. Well, listen, Bob, I'm not going to drive into, you know, what he does. I know what we saw on film. I know what we saw on camera. I know what has taken place. I know what has not taken place. And it is a sad situation. And we can look at the dollar bill. And the lack of accountability is not surprising, but it is deplorable. You know, I try to do my part by talking about it. That's what I can do. And we can all do our part. Hey, people have more power in their own dollar than they realize. They still spend. And that's why these folks aren't doing a damn thing, because the money will still roll in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I just told you about this amazing game that took place between the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James dragging his squad on his back. And how about this? With 24 points tonight, LeBron James continues to inch closer to Kareem, and that's not his only goal. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm still trying to scratch. I never thought we'd be here. I'm talking about LeBron James and Kareem. You know, records are made to be broken. They absolutely are. It's going to be about a month from now. And barring injury, LeBron James is going to have more points. He already does. It's like scored in the entire NBA plus playoffs, regular season. LeBron James has already scored more points than anyone who's ever participated in the NBA already. When it comes to the regular season, he's about 15 games away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, he does it again tonight, and at this point there's no shock, no surprise. 24 points for the Los Angeles Lakers in a double overtime game. 119-115, the Mavs beat the Lakers in Los Angeles. Luka Doncic, we shared this with you last break. He hit two threes to send the game to overtime both times. He's absolutely amazing. Just his control of a basketball game and how he does it is he reminds me of Jason Kidd. He's a much larger Jason Kidd who's able to control a game without being an athletic freak. And I would say, all things considered, in this era, he's a better shooter than Jason Kidd was, especially early on in Jason Kidd's career. Luka Doncic is an absolute freak. Tonight, he had 35 points, and wow, he's amazing. There's nothing to say. And he turns 24 years old next month, so he's still doing all of this. He looks like he's 25, 30. He's 23 years old. He's not the quote-unquote old man that LeBron is, just recently turning 38. And so all eyes are on LeBron. And it's not about the playoffs. It's not necessarily about who the Los Angeles Lakers will acquire and how they become better. There's actually a little bit of good news. It appears that Anthony Davis might be back sooner than later. I don't know what that means. Do we have to wait until All-Star break? But it looks like he's on the road to recovery, and so he won't be out for too much more of an extended time. And so just prepare, because we're already there. For LeBron to break this record, it's just a matter of when and where in February he does it. February 4th, the Lakers are in New Orleans against the Pelicans. After that, they host the Oklahoma City Thunder. On February 9th, the Lakers will host the Milwaukee Bucks. On February 11th, they'll go ahead and take on the Golden State Warriors. That'll be a nationally televised game on ABC. And then 2 days after that, the Los Angeles Lakers will be in Portland against the Trailblazers. He's amazing. He is down right now to 399 points from passing Kareem. 399. I looked at Kareem's record and I said, oh, well, that's going to stand for a long time. Even in the middle of LeBron James' career, I didn't look at it and go, oh, well, he's going to do it. It wasn't until maybe 4 years ago. And 4 years has sure as hell gone by very, very quickly. And he would have been there already if he didn't miss so much time as a Los Angeles Laker, whether it's his groin injury or his knee injuries and people falling into him, etc. And there's nothing else for LeBron James to do but obviously go out there and break Kareem's record, try to secure another championship. I don't know where it's going to come from or with who. And then we also have heard this, and he said it again, and this time he's expanded on it. LeBron James made it very clear in speaking with Dave McMenamin at ESPN recently, actually this week. He talked about, yeah, if I get the scoring record, that's good. But my son, playing with my son is what I need to do next. Take a listen to this.
Once you have the scoring title to your name, what's left for you? What do you need to do in your career before you can hang it up?
I need to be on the floor with my boy. I got to be on the floor with Bronny. But I would love to do the whole Ken Griffey Sr. Jr. thing. That would be ideal for sure. Being with him, spending a full year with him in the same uniform, that would be the icing on the cake.
It would be, from a viewing perspective, I don't care if you love LeBron. I don't care if you hate the guy. That'll be nuts. We have never seen that in the NBA. We've seen a million father and son combinations. It doesn't care if you're a Barry. I mean, damn it, we got a Hardaway running around with Luka right now, and we got another Hardaway in the Hall of Fame. We can go down the list of fathers and sons and dads who played in the league, and now their sons. We got Pippins and Martins, and this is even for right now. We ain't never seen an NBA father in the league with his damn son at the same time, let alone on the same team. Dave McMenamin went further than that while still talking to LeBron on ESPN, and he asked him, he's like, okay, this is cool. LeBron's son just had senior night the other day. We're going to find out sooner than later whether or not he's going to go to college, whether he's going to participate in the G League. He was asked, hey, LeBron, what do you say to your son about this? What do y'all talk about in regards to this?
What do you tell him about the potential of that opportunity? How do you guys discuss that?
We don't discuss. But he sees it. He hears what I say. He has aspirations. I asked him, what is his aspirations? And he says he wants to play in the NBA. So, you know, if he wants to do it, he got to put in the work. Unless I'm here already, so I'm just waiting on him.
He'll have about 40,000 points to catch up to get to dad.
Yeah, he got a long way to get to me.
Yeah, well, we know whatever he does, if and when he gets to the NBA, he ain't going to be his dad. It's a hard act to follow, but that's not to say he can't be a solid player in his own right, in his own regard. Amazing career. And at this point, he's ticking boxes. He's ticking off boxes. Championships. Okay, yeah, check. Got four of them. Am I going to catch Jordan? Maybe, probably not. I got more points than anybody. I've played longer than anybody. I'm out here playing with my kid. Like, his career as a basketball player? Like, you can't write this. The chosen one? I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to me right now who remember the hype. This shows you how much the world has changed since he came into the NBA. At the advent of LeBron James, I read more about LeBron James in the physical newspaper getting ink on my fingertips than I did about reading him in a phone or a Palm Pilot or Nokia or BlackBerry. I read more about him in the newspaper. I saw more about him on ESPN. And it was a little bit every now and then you see or hear about him on the internet on your phone, which isn't what it is today. I mean, there's a famous image of LeBron James at a WWE event. I believe he was already in the NBA. And he's taking a photo and with like a flip phone. It's amazing what he's done, what he was expected to do. He was expected to be the next big thing. And I got to be honest, he has surpassed. He's lived up to it and I think surpassed it. And in a few weeks, he'll pass Kareem if he's healthy. Knock on wood. And then, damn it, if I see this guy play with his kid on the court at the same time, that's going to be one of the craziest sports memories ever. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. What are your thoughts on what LeBron James is doing? What do you think about just the potential of this man playing with his kid? 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls on whatever before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we've had a busy night. We've talked a lot about coaching, the Jacques Vaughns, the Sean Paytons of the world. We talked about Derek Carr and, you know, what the future might look like now that his time with the Raiders is almost 100% up. We know Lamar Jackson. He put out a message today as well. He's not going to participate in this coming weekend's wild card game against the Bengals. We talked about Dana White. And right before we went to break, we just talked about LeBron James. The Lakers just lost to the Mavs in double overtime. LeBron James scoring 24 points in 47 minutes. And he is inching closer and closer. Now 399 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's made it very clear the next box he wants to tick for his career, obviously outside of winning a championship, which he's not close to doing now, is to play with his son, who is finishing up his senior year in high school. And soon, very soon, we're going to figure out what he does, I assume, for the next year, 2 years, before he decides to declare or go to the NBA. And speaking of coaches and conversations, there's some other news. The New England Patriots announced, well, Bill Belichick and the squad, that they're actually going to hire a new offensive coordinator. Which is pretty comical because rolling out Matt Patricia and then also Joe Judge helping the offense sucked. The offense went backwards. And Bill Belichick going to have to go out there and do a little bit more work. And then speaking of big games tonight, I told you about the Lakers versus the Mavs. And Luka Doncic didn't spare anything tonight, dropping 45 points. How about Damian Lillard taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers? The Cavs win 119 to 113. Damian Lillard had 50 points. Let's get to some of your calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thomas, he's calling from Sacramento. It's where LeBron James had his first career game. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Just to touch on what you said, I think LeBron James has come a long way since his 25 points that he put up at Arco Arena back in the day. I remember, growing up as a kid, I'm 29 right now, pretty much been watching LeBron my whole basketball fandom, and I want to pay some respect to the man. I'm excited. I really believe he's going to break that record this season, and kind of went out on a whim. There was some speculation that he might get the record February 11th at the Golden State Warriors. So we bought a couple tickets for that game. And, maybe if the timing's right, that'll be the night and I'll be in the building for it.
Hey, knock on wood, man. That'll be an amazing one. I hope he does it that night for you, okay?
I appreciate it, JR. I just wanted to say that. So thank you. And much love to my Sacramento Kings, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I wish they played some more defense, Thomas, but they're moving in the right direction. How about that?
Well, I will say I listened last night, and I think the topic was giving gratitude to some head coaches, and I wanted to call him Mike Brown's name because, we hired him hopefully to be a defensive-first coach, and they still got to work on it. But, midway through the season, not a lot of separation through your top, almost 10 teams in the West. And I like to see some relevancy with the Kings. You got to understand where I'm coming from, my guy. I've been a Kings fan my whole life.
They have it.
The city's lit, man. The city's lit, and we're ready for it,
Good. I hope they get rid of that stupid beam. Hey, Shep, have you seen that beam that they light up after every game?
No, I haven't.
The Sacramento Kings got a beam that they got. They got a button that lights up a beam into the sky outside the arena after every game.
I guess if you haven't made the playoffs in 20 years, you would do just about anything to get recognition for your city.
Yeah, you got to have a gimmick, right?
Right, exactly.
A beam. They started it earlier this season, and then they said the beam wasn't bright enough, and so they bought more light to put on the beam. And so the players will light the beam after the home victories.
Okay.
Just like, okay, all right, this screams we've sucked for a long time, but whatever gets the people going.
Well, JR, listen, anyone that has followed the Kings the last few years, they very well know De'Aaron Fox, he is special. Like, they have themselves a pretty damn good asset. So it's not like they're, dearth of talent here.
Oh, no, they have talent.
Since Sabonis, but, what he can do.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay.
No, he's good. He's very good. He's all-star good.
But... Right. He's not, he's not his dad, but he's all-star good,
oh,
like
my
you said.
God.
Right.
I wish his dad... A, came to the NBA earlier.
Of course.
And then when he came over, I wish he wasn't fat and had fat knees.
Well, he wasn't fat. He was just not in tip-top shape the way he was when he played for the Soviet Union back in the late 80s, and they won the Olympics over David Robinson, et cetera.
When Arvydas Sabonis...
He wasn't fat, though.
...got to the NBA...
Right.
...that man looked like... he looked like a bigger version of... fat Jokic.
What?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same guy that should have won Rookie of the Year and was robbed by Damon Stoudemire?
Arvydas Sabonis had his knees became crap and he was heavy, man.
Oh man, you're a tough judge. You're a tough judge of character, JR.
No
one would say Arvydas Sabonis was heavy when he came to the. He wasn't like a beanstalk when he played for the Soviet Union back in Europe, but he wasn't heavy.
No, but over time, he just got – and his knees were crap. My point is
– yes.
We didn't get, the peak version of him. And then as he got older, which is natural, he got heavier, he got bigger, and he was shot.
Right.
He was amazing, though.
He was.
I think he's better than his kid.
Well, no, that goes without saying. You can make an argument he's the best player – ever to have played in Europe. Obviously, Dirk Nowitzki will give him a run for his money, but Arvydas Sabonis is in that conversation.
Oh, no, absolutely. I just think it sucks that by the time he got to the NBA, he was on the other side of 30. Can't change nothing about it now, right? No time machine.
Yes.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. JD's calling from Boise. What's up, JD?
Not much, man. I love your show. Thank you for having me on. I think the dirt car could go to the Jets, but I also think he could go to the Packers or the Bucks or something like that. If he goes to the Jets, then he's gonna want to make sure that he can get the group going offensively and defensively.
No, well, they don't need help defensively. They need somebody to go out there and command the offense. And I think he'd be able to do that. Can he deal with the media? I think he could. I just don't think it would be a long honeymoon if they didn't have success. But I'll put it to you this way, man. If Derek Carr were to go to the Packers to replace Aaron Rodgers, if he is to move on, hey, Packer fans got a welcome to reality. What a slap in the head that would be, going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. I think a lot of Packer fans would have no choice but to cry. But then you got Jordan Love. Maybe they'd be keen to see what he can do out there on the field. Thank you, JD, for calling from Boise. Carl is calling from San Francisco. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, I appreciate the time. Hey, I don't know if you heard that news. Like, Lisa Marie Presley died of a heart attack at 54 years old. And last month, the Washington State coach died of a heart attack in his early 50s. Can take a test.
Slow down, Carl. We mentioned Lisa Marie earlier in the show. Who else did you just mention?
The Washington State coach, head coach that died last month.
Oh, Leach?
Leach. They're in their ages of 50. So I'm 58. So you can take a test for $100 to $300. It's an MRI coronary artery test, and it gives you a score from 0 to 1,000. And you could buy. You don't have to have a heart attack. You take this test, it can give you a five-year say that you're. It's impossible for you to have a heart attack if your score is a low score. It's a score from 0 to 1,000, closer to zero. It's impossible for you to. If you do it, you don't have to have a heart attack. You don't have to have this. It's the number one killer in the world. I'm just tired of all these young people in their late, early 50s dying from a heart attack.
Okay. Well, Leach was in his 60s, but I understand what you're saying. Hey, Carl, I appreciate you sharing the good news. Hey, I'm 37. Do I need to have this done?
Well, they're saying, well, you could take the test. I mean, okay. It's a 10-minute test, and it's 10 minutes under an MRI. No radio, very little radiation, and you'll know a score before it happens. They can give you a 5 to 7 year clearance where it's impossible. So if you got heartburn, you know it's not a heart attack. They can tell you right off the bat. If you take it, you can bypass a heart attack. You can bypass it. Well, you don't have to go through surgery and all this other stuff.
I appreciate you coming through and dropping some useful information and positive news to help us all. I appreciate you for calling from San Fran, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. Don't move. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Amy Lawrence, she's awesome. She's coming up next. Don't move.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.